Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for calling Riverside Auto Repair. How can I help you?
Hi. I got my car repaired last week and used your shuttle service to get a ride back to my office. Can you tell me why there's a service charge on my invoice for using the shuttle? I've never had to pay that before.
Yes. Unfortunately, the cost of auto fuel has risen quite a bit, so the company now requires us to charge for the shuttle.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm sorry we didn't inform you of this ahead of time. I'll waive the fee now, but please be aware that you'll have to pay for rides in the future.
Number 32. Why is the woman calling? Number 33. According to the man, what has recently changed? Number 34. What does the man agree to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
In sports news, our own Eastern Jaguars won today's soccer match against the Portville Lions. Here to tell us about the game is Aaron Parker, the goalkeeper for the Jaguars. Mr. Parker, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Today's game was challenging. It started to rain early on, and the storm didn't let up for nearly an hour. There were several times when we lost control of the ball because the field was so wet and slippery.
Well, you all played really well despite the weather. Now it's time for a commercial break, but stay tuned. We'll soon be back with Aaron Parker to talk about the game's most exciting moments.
Number 35. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 36. What caused a problem? Number 37. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Paul. I know we were planning to work at the trade show together next week, but something has come up. Do you think you could find someone else to go in my place?
Sure, that can probably be arranged. Can I ask why you're unable to go?
My department recently hired several new people, and I want to be here to make sure that their training goes smoothly.
I understand. I'll call Ramona and ask her if she'd be able to attend the show instead.
Number 38. What does the woman notify the man about? Number 39. According to the woman, what recently happened in her department? Number 40. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I'd like to book two tickets for tonight's city bus tour.
Sure, we still have seats on the bus. This tour will stop at five different sites and end up at the Seven Stars restaurant.
Oh, that sounds good. A friend of mine is visiting from out of town. He'll like that.
Yes, but we have to put in the order for the restaurant in advance. You have a choice between the chicken with vegetables or the beef with rice.
We'll both have the chicken.
Here are your tickets. And by the way, we're expecting clear skies tonight. You'll definitely want to bring your camera. You won't want to miss taking photos of the city's skyline.
Number 41. What does the man want to do? Number 42. What is the man asked to choose? Number 43. What does the woman suggest doing? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Siba. Do you need help taking those files up to our office? It looks like you have your hands full.
If you don't mind, that'd be great. The elevator is still out of order, so we'll have to use the stairs.
But that broke last week. The maintenance crew should have repaired that by now.
Well, apparently, a piece of hardware had to be custom-made.
Ah, I see. Well, at least our office is only on the second floor, so we don't have to climb too many stairs.
That's true. Thanks again for carrying some of these files. It would have taken two trips to get them all without your help.
Number 44. What does the man offer to do? Number 45. According to the man, what happened last week? Number 46. Why does the woman say,
a piece of hardware had to be custom made?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
All right, let's start the meeting. How are our clothing sales for June?
Well, sales went up 3% from last month, but customers didn't respond as well as usual to our big semi-annual sale.
I was hoping for a 5% increase. Donna, why do you think the increase was so small?
I think clothing sales weren't as strong because the advertising budget was cut this year. I'd like to see that money put back into our budget.
Let's wait another month. If sales are still low, we may have to increase the advertising budget, but I prefer to wait on that decision.
Number 47. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What does Donna suggest? Number 49. What does the man propose? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Dan. You've been training with us for a couple of months now. As your mentor, I'd like to hear how your apprenticeship's been going.
It's been going well. I've enjoyed learning the different techniques for metal welding, and I like seeing the finished products.
I'm glad to hear that. There are still a few weeks left in your training program, but you know, your work is so good that we've decided to offer you a promotion when your training is complete.
That's great news. I'd be happy to be part of the team here.
Number 50. Who most likely is the man? Number 51. What does the woman ask the man for? Number 52. What will the man receive? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Well, Dietrich, we're looking forward to seeing you here in our Munich office next Tuesday. We can't wait to see the latest design plans for the company's new lightweight tablet.
Thanks. There's one feature of the tablet that I'm especially pleased with.
Really? What is it?
This model has our best battery life ever. It can now operate for 3 full days on a single charge.
That's incredible. I'm excited to hear more about this during your presentation. By the way, we made a dinner reservation for our department that evening.
Actually, my favorite singer is performing that night.
That's okay. We'll see you soon.
Number 53. What type of product is being discussed? Number 54. Which product feature is the man most proud of? Number 55. Why does the man say,
"My favorite singer is performing that night"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Welcome to the Westfield Hotel. I'm the event coordinator, and this is my associate, Diane. So, you'd like to host an event here?
Yes. I work for the National Journalists Association. We're planning our annual awards banquet for June for about 100 guests.
Well, we have a beautiful ballroom on this floor that I can show you. It's been used for award ceremonies before.
Okay. Also, about half of our guests will be coming from out of town. Do you have enough rooms available for them to stay here?
I'm sure we do, but we'll check and send you a quote for a group rate.
And additionally, we do offer free shuttle service to and from the airport.
Number 56. What type of event is being planned? Number 57. What does the man ask about? Number 58. What does the hotel offer for free? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, my mobile phone is out of power. Are there any tables here at the cafe that are near a wall socket so I can charge my phone while I have some coffee?
Well, we only have a few outlets, and it looks like all the tables near them are occupied. I'm sorry about that.
In that case, can you suggest anywhere nearby where I might be able to sit for a few minutes and charge my phone then?
You know, the public library would be perfect for that, and it's just a block up the hill. You'll see it on the corner of Willow Street.
Number 59. What problem does the man mention? Number 60. Where are the speakers? Number 61. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and table.
Mary, I'm working on the bill for one of Dr. Singh's patients, and I keep getting an error message for the code I'm using.
Oh, the billing code's recently changed. You must be referring to the old list.
Do you have the updated one?
Yes, right here. Which procedure is it?
A blood test.
All right. Here's the code you should use.
Thanks. Could I get a copy of that list?
Sure, but I heard they'll be adding the codes to our billing software soon, so we won't need to deal with paper lists anymore.
Number 62. What is the man having trouble with? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which code should the man use? Number 64. What does the woman say will happen soon? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and label template.
Pedro, there's a lot of interest in our new line of women's dresses planned for the spring. It looks like there will be a lot of demand, so we'd better increase production to be sure we have a supply of all garment sizes.
In that case, I suggest we let the Human Resources Department know that we'll need more workers.
Right. I'll give them a call now.
Okay, great. And I was just working on the labels. In fact, the template for the label is up on my computer screen.
Can I see? Oh, wait. These garments are 100% cotton, so they shouldn't be washed in warm water.
Okay, I'll make that change now.
Number 65. What does the woman say they will need to do? Number 66. What does the man suggest? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which section of the label will the man need to revise? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and office park map.
Hi, Mr. Foster. This is Kasumi Ito, the hiring manager at Silverbee Industries. We've reviewed your job application and would like you to come in for an interview. Are you available Tuesday at 2 p.m. next week?
Thanks for getting back to me. Let me check my calendar. Yes, I can do that.
Good. Now, Silverbee Industries is in a business complex. Our building is on Tinley Avenue, and we're right next to the lake.
Thanks. And am I able to park anywhere, or will I need a permit?
Just make sure you're in a space marked visitor, and you won't get a parking violation.
Number 68. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which building is Silverbee Industries located in? Number 70. What does the woman tell the man about parking?